We have an amazing capacity, you and I, to focus on things that in the long run simply won't matter. And if they won't matter in the long run, you have to ask yourself, should they really matter to me now? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I have a friend whose wife, once their children had grown up, informed him that she was leaving. No reason in particular, she just wanted a fresh start. As he was packing up his house, putting all these things that had mattered so much to him into boxes, it was gut-wrenching. But his elderly father gave him some sage advice. "Son," he said, "it's only stuff." Have you ever stopped to think about how heavily invested you might be in things that don't really matter, that won't last? Career, abilities, reputation, stuff. When there's one thing that we all too often neglect and allow to fall by the wayside, that'll outlast them all. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 and 13. Love will never end, but all those gifts will come to an end, even the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in different kinds of languages, and the gift of knowledge. But these three things will remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. As you navigate your way through life toward your ultimate destiny, let me implore you not to focus on the temporal at the expense of the eternal, not to allow the greatest to be crowded out by the least, not to allow love to be displaced by stuff. Because all those other things will come to an end, but love, the greatest of all things, will never end. Live a life of love. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Not easy to live that life of love amidst the hurly-burly of life, but that's exactly the life God wants for you. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.